This is June Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Thank you for joining, allowing me in your experience, participating this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you are having a wonderful moment in your world. So where I am in this linear time flow is the second week of October 2020. And the focus I'd like to give this day is redirect the mood from the unwillings. Redirect the mood from the unwillings. After the conscious breathing exercise, weekly check-in, taking a moment together and consciously breathe three times. Connecting each part of ourselves, non-physical part of us, physical part of us, consciously connecting and bring all part to here now. Simply allow the air comes into your body from the nose and follow my voice and give your attention accordingly. Energy moves where attention is given. Who is the attention giver? Yours is you. Mine is me. That is the powerful ability as a human being to use that conscious attention and notice what we are thinking, what we are seeing, what we are feeling in each area in this physical present moment in this body. So just give your attention to your thought and what you are thinking. Is that connected to your future about tomorrow? Or the weekend, or this week, or perhaps is that connected to the past from this morning, or last night, or today, or. And what about the feeling? Is that feeling connected to the thought or not connecting? Is that exciting or frustrating? Or just notice as the crowd is passing by in the sky above you. No need to connect or get interested in, but just observe what is as is and focus on noticing, witness you, seeing, noticing about your components, each part of you here now with that breath. And then the physical body, in taking all the air coming in from the nose, just sense that how you smell the air in your nose and then come into the throat and then to the stomach and circulate all that flow in your body and how your body is responding or non-responding or which part of your body is getting your attention when we do this conscious breathing exercise. Just take a moment and connect your thought, your feeling, what you're hearing besides my voice, what you are smelling, what's the temperature around you, within your body, which part of your body is getting your attention now, and notice what your eyes are capturing in front of you right now. What about your mind eyes? Is that connecting to the future or the past or this here now? Just connect to each part of you and let us take a long, deep breath and invite in the new energy from the nose, oxygen, into your body and refresh it, circulate the energy to your being and let that out slowly from the mouth as to exhaling all no longer needing to your creation for the next. All these belonging to your past no longer serving you. You are better. So we do this conscious deep breath 3 times together with eyes open, wide awake. All right. So let us take a long deep breath, counting 3, 1 from the nose. Go. 2, 3, hold it, keep it, and release slowly from the mouth. One more time, counting 3 from the nose, go. 2, 3, and then get over from the mouth. The last one, this time, let's use a vocal, the voice, when we exhaling all the energy no longer serving you, the way of being, repeated pattern, the old self, or the event, or the people, memory, sour experience, anything that no longer serve, already serve that purpose, so you can let go. So preparing new to come in by let all out from your being as saying, ah. Ready? So let us take a long deep breath. Go. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, being current here. now. This is Juni Universe. Who? How you feel? I feel a little bit calmer, actually. How about you? Hope you noticed the difference before and after. And then also, observing yourself more towards the future or the past. And this is one of the clues for you to become more aware of yourself. Because the human system is mostly operated by subconscious and conscious, which is the 95% of our human system. And only 5% is we consciously do or, you know, create. So let us use that precious 5% for changing ourselves more aligned to wholehearted wishes or desire, goal, or better aim, or healthy growth instead of the other way, to create more challenges and create more negative excitement, let's say. So today's focus I'd like to give is redirect the mood from the unwillings. Redirect the mood from the unwillings. So the unwillings is so many cases, unwilling own behavior or what came to awareness as an event, unexpected happening as an accident, but there's no accident. That's what I believe. Or unexpected reactions from strangers or friends or loved ones. You know, these are something misaligned to what we thought it would be, or to creating a day with a certain rhythm and, you know, fair amount of expectation, put ourselves out there. And how do we want to change, redirect our mood? So the mood is really connected. What we think is what we think is really related to the belief system, which is actually came through a filter of perception. However, there is a common sense as being part of the society and learning about being part of that adult, mature person. And that filter is also there, and to come through the belief system, and then also the way we think, there is a patterns of unique characteristics of each one of us has. So the first is to notice all patterns of reaction, responses to this unexpected situation. And if it is the nature, there is no way perhaps to against or must accept. For example, like storms or rain, heavy rain unexpectedly. So we find out a way to protect ourselves until it will be gone. I would like to carry this topic to the next segment. Come and join me for the second segment, clicking the link from the description. I see you there. Until then, sending all my love and healing. Bye. Welcome back. So, redirect the mood from the unwilling. So the unwilling is many different type of unwillings that could be the event or unexpected happenings. If that is the nature created unexpected unwillings, then we have not so much room to complaining about the all the sudden out of the blue rain, storm, or some natural disasters, fires. What about the events created by other people or friends or loved ones, the people who are close to you? Unexpectedly feels like attack. The storm or, you know, the lightning from the sky. Similar feeling that being attacked by friends or by strangers. How do you take that experience, obvious perception, using common sense, being part of society in that settings? And also there's a diversity, and to being part of conscious creator, noticing that some energetic pattern being attracted to self as the unwilling. So redirect the mood from that unwilling, sour experience, in a sense that filter gives us as in a negative excitement, as in a feeling from that information came to us. And how we're going to use that is up to us. Yours is for you. So that's the power we can use here and now to redirect the mood from what comes to us. Observe that information and the patterns, and what we can do is to change our own pattern to see how that co-creation is going to be changed. So it's ideal to become a good observer to what you put out is what we pulled in. And what did we put out? Was the connected to the unwilling? So be creative about the meaning giver, that what else could this mean? What else could this mean? That negative is not always a bad thing. The negative is the opportunity to find out, to define it for a bettering. Without the negative, we are unable to adjust our own wanting. So it is hard when we emotionally reacted to that particular unwillings and acknowledge that unwilling, and then take it as that information, become clear about what willing, and find out the way adjusting the frequency, own frequency, to match it into that. When it comes to the repeating the same pattern, and then that unwilling is happen out of the blue, then maybe that's the sign to move on to the next. Or this is obviously something was different outside of your awareness. So that unwilling messages is helping us become aware. There's a room to adjust and guiding the next step, next stage to adjusting, using your own power. That's the only the energy that we can do for ourselves and to make it healthier and make it better and maintain the mood. And the mood sometimes is a good navigation system. Being part of that frequency is carrying us in a mood. So redirect that frequency and redirect it, your beingness, more ideal alignment. Instead of feeding more and more, guiding it into unwitting alignment, it could be happening when the thinking and feeding, non-physical part of beingness, is engaging into the unwitting. The mind is such a messy place, that non-physical, invisible realm. It's such a challenging mind and subconscious. It's a very messy place to get organized. So let us bring that to easier way of redirecting, organizing. That is to act out, create something, do something to change the frequency. Anything that could be fine to move your body to change the frequency, and digging in to write all that out, to giving a new meaning, useful meaning, to become stronger, build more muscle, invisible muscle, using this unwitting to redirect the mood for uplifting. Pay attention to what you can do instead of being taken to something you cannot do, something as to stop the rain, storm, or earthquake, or wildfire, using your personal power. Same as changing other people's behavior. This is Journey Universe. Redirect the mood from unwitting. So I would like to give the intuitive reading. Today's request is from also a life path. And listener, you please send your good energy to the reading requesters as if they're experiencing a perfect way. And at the same time, I would like you to choose the feeling that you would like to feel at the end of today's gathering. One word to choose to align to the heart of the matter. Make it free, free, feeling opened, feeling free. That's what I like to choose. How about you? I would really like you to choose one word and then embody the feeling when you're listening to this intuitive reading I am delivering to this requesters. And then when you send a good thought to the requesters in this connection of energy of oneness, then energy return system of the universe is coming back towards you to support embodying your chosen feeling. So that's the benefit of oneness energy and being part of it. Together, we can achieve more. So the first, request I like to pick is wind. Wind. Okay, here is the 3 minutes. Yes. All right. Okay. This wind, I got the sense that sense of feminine abundance, very sexy floral kind of image. It's good to unwind sometimes, but this wind seems to be non-stoppable, very grounding, and noticing all the details. I feel you are paying good time spending for a detail, nicely organized and ready to communicate. I see that three main connections are coming out from here, and one center, very creative. Second chakra, I feel as an intimate relationship partner, could be a business, is on, has been off for a long time, and realize that it's nice to be up and to be part of your daily creation as natural part of both of your co-creating bedtime. I'm having the sense that this wind seems to be upside down, and it used to be a very fresh, attractive passion and floral that amuses you to be part of. And then now is more than, it's more of the, no matter what, it's here together. And it's more grounded. And Rosa never dies forever, kind of a feeling. And even though you knew and know that it's already blessed and something is equally balanced and your feeling is becoming more clear compared to back then. So that's one of the most important element of this wind. In a while, you may feel unstable. However, around the Christmas time, it will become more dominant, settled feeling that you are connecting to this particular wind matters. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. This is wind category of life path. This is very feminine energy, I feel. Perhaps it's the relationship. Okay, so the next one is wood. Wood. Here is your 3 minutes. Hmm. Okay. The first thing that I noticed is that this is a great amount of organized formation that you worked intellectually brilliantly for a long time, and something wholly attached to it. And it gives the sense of feeling accomplished, and you are ready to step into that environment that you've been creating for a long enough and reliable. The one thing that I notice is this question: do you like what you created wholeheartedly and really want to take that dominant role of your own creation? Just curious about this feeling of emptiness. Is that this supposed to be your creation? And I would like to see you in there and creating the movement. And I feel like it could be starting soon, but the stronger sense is that it's still absence of your dedication or deep involvement for what you've created. So I would feel that there isn't a great amount of natural connection, and your nature is in this created environment. And then you know that it will fit and profitable also. And it's something that an active movement to connect to the world around is the key, and I feel that you're still searching and checking the possibility. Open wind, very natural outdoor setting, you are walking as an afternoon exercise or weekend exploring the park kind of setting. That would be inspire in synchronicities to give you a clue to wholeheartedly dedicate into this particular wood matter. I have a sense that until then, you may need to really ask in your heart to open up what truly you desire deeply. And remove the fear of success if that is wholehearted aligned to this particular creation of the wood. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. This is wood category of life path. This need activity, action, action. The next one is paper. Paper. Okay. Paper. I get the number two, which is quite an unstable number. See, and so actually, the Libra balance would be needing to reach the goal as you would like to have as an outcome. I would see that three of five to make it more dimensional support to this particular paper matter would be a feeding better operation for getting to reach the goal for you. Something about the book is related to this, and perhaps the releasing this book would be the good choice for reorganizing what you are doing. And it will help you get very grounded to this paper matter. So if that's the case, that would be ideal to have the paperback instead of digital book, and both the paper copy too. I feel this is something that you connected to your mission from the universe on this lifetime, and the gift from the universe, and share as your gift to others as an gift of life. Feel that particular creation would open up your path easier to the other branching into your main creation that you've been working for so long, as an over 10 years. I have a feminine energy to listen and connect so that your audience or the community member would be many women in younger generation. That in the figure of sharing the journey from your own experience, I got sometimes it's November after Thanksgiving, it would be a good timing to decide do it or not. Good luck. This is the paper category of Life Path. Okay, the last one is the feather. Here is the feather, 3 minutes. Okay, so this is about the future concern that you are really curious about how it will be, what will be the good move for me. Unsureness. And instead of reading the future prediction, it will be better to know what your true needs. It's going down to the heart chakra instead of going up the crown to see, asking the universe. It's more of the heart desire, listening, embodying, updating, and reforming in decoration, creation, and then realigning, connect, co-create with the universe. And notice and adjust for this particular feather matter. It's too much thinking, reading. It would be better, more grounding, noticing and becoming. Is that quicker to get what you would like to have in your total balanced way of intentional creation as your new reality? I get the sense that your heart is open and it's very light, and it would be nice to see that something actually doing and connecting to this factual creation with the hand and to meeting. I know it is hard to meet someone among this pandemic, so put yourself connecting to the 101 or 1 to few members or people instead of 1 to many or 1 to 0. So that's what I am getting for this paper. Not the paper, the feather. I feel that it's good to redirect your nutritious dieting, and then maybe the way of your presence, changing outfit, hairstyle, makeup will be a good support for you to know what you would like to become in instead of what you were. That's the past. So instead of thinking of past and then to go for the future, it's more of like goal oriented. What would be the ideal self? You know, the finding role models and starting from the beginning, that shift might be a powerful embodiment to change immediately. I feel that the universe will respond very quickly once you change the way from the past oriented to the future oriented, using here now as your personal power. Good luck. This is Feather, category of life path. You can also request your own personal intuitive reading by sending me that personal message over the Facebook or Twitter at June Universe. One word, June Universe. And let me know the symbol, one symbol that represents your life's curious matter, not someone else's, but yours. And let me know that symbol is representing which category. Is that your love life or life path or career? And that will help me read the energy around the symbol and interpret that energy into the useful information for your better aim. And if it's resonating, take it. It's yours. It's free. I'm doing this for community service. And if it's not resonating, please do not take it, because I suppose you are the most knowledgeable person about you, your life. And if you're aware that it's not me, then that's fine, because you become clear about what is you're looking for. So either way, it will be fine. And thanking you for giving us an opportunity to connect in this field energy of oneness that helped me to facilitate this field energy that we need one another to be part of this energy. So thank you for requesting. So, how's your embodiment of the chosen feeling? I feel more open. Was that an open feeling that I chose for this day? How about you? So before closing, let us breathe together and connect this energy and feel this energy of oneness and use it for our own empowering. Ready? So let us take a long deep breath, counting 3, 1 from the nose, go 2, 3, hold it. Thanks for joining. This is Juno Universe. I see you next time. Until then, oh my love, and healing to your heart.